The reading is taken from Luke 6, verses 37 to 42. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He also told them this parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Right, you lot. I hope you're ready for this, because I've been waiting for this for some time. I am here to give you some home truths. I can't wait for this. I'll tell you what, you, over there, yeah, that's right, you've got a massive speck of sawdust in your eye. I don't know why you're laughing. You've got a massive speck of sawdust in your eye as well. And you with the silly hair on the drums. And you up there in the balcony, looking down on all the rest of us, you have all got massive specks of sawdust in your eyes. I don't know how you haven't noticed it. It is clear as day.
Whoa. Hang on a minute, Ben.
Oh, it's you, Anchor, is it?
Yes,
great.
It is.
Great. Well, good, because you have got a massive speck of sawdust in your eye too. It's disgusting.
Are you serious?
Yes, of course I'm serious.
But Ben, you have a huge plank of wood coming out of your eye.
How very dare you! No, I haven't!
Oh, yes, you have!
Oh, no, I haven't!
Oh, yes, you have!
You lost the out of it, it's not Christmas!
Have a go, feel it!
Right. This is fine. I've been cultivating this plank of wood for absolutely ages. Absolutely fine. Nothing to worry about. Absolutely fine.
But Ben, it's the same as my sawdust in my eye, but a lot bigger.
Right. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's a bit embarrassing, to be honest. So, so maybe instead of having a go at everyone else, I should work on getting rid of this instead. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. This is awkward as vicar. Okay. Good point. Mm. Okay. Well, I tell you what. I'll try and work on this then. Thanks. I really appreciate your help. It's so awkward. Can I ask you to get rid of that for me?
Yes.
Is that right?
Gladly.
Thanks so much, Anka. And that, roughly speaking, is what Jesus was talking about. Don't look at the speck of sawdust in other people's eyes, but focus on the plank of wood in your own. Jesus loved to use a bit of exaggeration. He loved a bit of hyperbole, especially when it contained a ridiculous visual image. And I think we can all agree that is a ridiculous visual image. And Jesus is saying that actually, if we are really judgmental of other people, if we look down on other people, if we think we're better than other people, if we spend a lot of time focusing on other people's faults or failings, then we're like someone with a massive plank of wood sticking out of their eye, having a go at everyone else for having a tiny speck of sawdust in theirs. It's ridiculous. The problem is, it's really easy to do. We're just so good at judging other people, aren't we? And sometimes We judge people based on what's on the outside. A bit like we had earlier on when Diana was here and she was looking for that packet of sweets. And she started off by looking in all those lovely boxes that were wrapped up really beautifully. But actually, on the inside, they had dirt and bits of paper and some dodgy old batteries. And actually, the sweets were found in the really plain package tucked away at the side. Sometimes we judge people based on what's on the outside. And Jesus says, don't do that, because you don't know what's on the inside. But sometimes we judge people based upon what they're doing. And it might be that what they're doing isn't very good. And so maybe we feel, well, we should be judging them for that. But Jesus says, first of all, look to yourself. Don't spend your time looking down on other people if you haven't first had a look about the stuff that you might need to work out in your own life. And the truth is, for all of us, we've got stuff that we need to work out in our own lives. And we might say, but actually, we want to help those other people. We want to help them to stop having that particular thing that they do, which is a fault or a failure or a sin. But Jesus says, you've got to sort your own stuff out first. Otherwise, you'll be like a person with a plank of wood trying to sort out a speck of sawdust in other people. Or, he gives another picture, which is also a funny picture. Or you'll be like a blind man leading another blind man. And we all know what happens when that happens. They both fall into a pit. Now, I've got a bit of experience in this area. Let me tell you a story. On my very first day at university, a few years ago, 25 years ago, I met up with someone on my corridor. I'd never met him before. He was called Scouse Dave. Well, he was called Dave, but we called him Scouse Dave. And we decided to go across to a bar on the other side of campus. And we got across there fine, and we had some drinks and so on. But then when we decided to come back, it was pitch black. Now, at that stage, my eyesight was a bit better than it is now. But I could see in the daytime, but I couldn't see in the dark. Even with street lights, couldn't see a thing. So I was completely blind. And Scouse Dave was also blind, by which I mean to say blind drunk, actually. But actually, the effect is the same thing. He was completely incapable of getting us home, and I couldn't see to get us home. But nonetheless, it was down to me, so I had to lead us back across campus to our halls of residence, and it was a nightmare. It was awful. We ended up round the back of a completely different halls of residence, completely lost, completely off the track of where we were going, and we didn't fall into a pit, but we did fall into a pond. It was freezing. It was dirty. It was disgusting. It had the excellent side effect of helping Scouse Dave to sober up a little bit, and then he could help get us home, but it was rubbish. So I can tell you from experience that a blind person leading a blind person, you are very likely to end up in a pit or a pond. So Jesus is saying, don't be like that. Because actually, if you haven't begun to look at some of the stuff in your own life and all you do is judge other people, or all you do is, even if you're trying to be kind of helpful to them and say, right, well, that's what you've got wrong in your life. If you're not working on the stuff in your own life, you're going to end up in a pit or a pond. Or you're going to end up being someone who has a big plank in your own eye trying to get the speck of sawdust out of other people's. So what do we do about this then? Because the truth is, we really want to judge other people. We love looking down on other people. We like telling them that they've got stuff wrong. And do you know what? Throughout the centuries, Christians have been really good at being really judgmental of other people. And we've kind of gone with the line that because we know Jesus, because we know right from wrong, we know the right way to live, therefore that gives us the right to have a go at everyone else around us. But actually what Jesus says here is the opposite is true. Because we know Jesus, we should be less judgmental of the people around us. We should be more forgiving when they make mistakes. We should be more forgiving of the failures in their lives. And in fact, we should look to ourselves. One of the interesting things about this passage is that the speck of sawdust and the plank of wood are made from exactly the same material. And very often, we will find that the things that annoy us most about other people are exactly the things that we could do, perhaps, with working on in our own lives. I can vouch for this too. In general, I am, I think, a fairly compassionate sort of chap. I'm a kind guy. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. Even sometimes, like, Tours gets really frustrated with me when we read something on the news and someone's done something awful. But what about their past? And what about what's been going on? So I'm generally quite compassionate, except when it comes to other vicars. I am so judgmental of other... I hate them. Can't stand them. It's why I can't stand David Snuggs. No, that's not true. I love David. But honestly, other vicars, I'm so judgmental of them. I think they're awful. And I sit there just judging them. And do you know what? If I'm really honest, it's mostly because the stuff that annoys me about them is the stuff that's rubbish in me as well. So often, the things that we find annoying or awful in others, or even the things that we judge most harshly, are actually because perhaps we have similar things to work on in our own lives. So Jesus says, look to yourself. And actually, as we do that, and we don't sort ourselves out completely. It's not like we're going to be perfect. But if we're willing to engage with the difficult stuff in our own lives, it will make us more able to help others in a compassionate and caring and appropriate kind of a way. So what we're going to do now for the next couple of minutes is we're going to just look and ask God what he might want to work on in us at this point in our lives. So hopefully you should all have on your chairs or underneath your chairs a plank of wood, a bit of paper in the shape of a plank of wood. Big thanks to Anchor and Jeanette and Liz for getting these all sorted for us. So if you've got one of these, give them a wave in the air, a nice little crackle so I can hear you've got them. That's it, lovely, yeah. Good, a pen as well, who knows if they'll work, we'll have to see. What we're going to do just for a minute is I'd like you just to have a little think and a pray and ask God, is there anything that you could be thinking about in your own life? Is there a change that you think God might be asking you to make? Or is there an area of perhaps weakness in your own life? We're not going to be collecting these in. We're not going to be sharing them. We're not going to be anything like that. This is just a chance for us to think things through. And then if you want to kind of as a declaration that you're willing to do something about it, that you're going to commit to saying to God, okay, I'm going to do something about this, then write it on your bank. No one else is going to see it. You can fold it up and put it in your pocket and take it home. But it'll be a reminder to us that we are willing to make a change in our own lives. And if you can't think of anything that you think God might want to change in your life, have a think about the things that you find really annoying in someone else, and then ask God if that's the thing that he might want to be changing in you. So we're going to have a moment of quiet, although if you've got kids, don't worry about them making a noise, that's absolutely fine, and do help your kids if they need some help to do that. But a moment of quiet. Feel free to write something down, and this is going to be our prayerful, thoughtful reflection time, and then I will finish with a prayer and then hand over to Nadia, Diana, and Sophia, who are going to be leading us in the rest of our prayers. So, Lord God, as we think about this, please help us to hear your voice about anything in our lives that you'd like us to be thinking about and focusing on and making a change in this week. Amen. Lord God, we thank you that you love us and that you care for us and you want to help us to be the best that we can be. Lord God, for the things that we've written down or thought about, Lord God, give us the strength to keep coming to you, to keep allowing your Holy Spirit to be at work in us, to change us for the better, that we might be a blessing to those around us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. I encourage you, do feel free to fold this up and take it home, but it might be that you want to, later in the week, have a little look at it to remind you and continue to ask God to help you with this area. Let's not be judgmental of others. Let's look to ourselves, allow God's work, allow God to be at work in us, and then let's be a blessing to those around us.